Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another of the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine Ann Ingram, and I am your daily lover. We're going to get started with Angel, with Layla Hathaway, right here on the Love Journey.
Dreams are dreams, some dreams come true.
Good morning, Sonia. I apologize. I didn't recognize that I was still on mute. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram, your daily living. We're going to do it in tune within, recognizing that there's only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize that powerful presence that is known by many names, that great spirit. And we recognize it as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot of God. I'm going to get ready and sing with them, calling forth all the forces of the universe, that divine presence, as we begin to breathe this morning, recognizing that there is power in the breath. And as we become still, and as we call forth the forgiveness energy of the divine cosmic mother, recognizing that there's power in the breath. I want you to take in a deep breath, breathing in through the nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, and then I want you to release the breath, family. And remember to breathe within, deep within the heart and deep within the diaphragm. Together, be still and know that I am God. I want you to breathe, family. And release. Breathe in. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. I want you to take in a deep breath. Come on, family. There's power in the breath. Be still, know that I am God. Breathe. And release. And last time, be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. And as we call forth the forgiveness energy of the divine cosmic mother, Mother Nature, Mother Earth, and all the ancestral mothers, the great, great, greats, the grands, and the mothers, we call forth their energy of forgiveness this morning as we see the mother energy as the divine presence.
Day 4, a prayer of forgiveness. Today, I forgive my mother. Blessed Father God, Holy Mother God, today I ask for and allow myself to receive and experience your grace. Today, I claim my freedom as I declare my willingness and readiness to release my mother from all hurt, anger, woundedness, judgment, disappointment, and sorrow hidden anywhere in my consciousness or being. I surrender all memories, experiences, circumstances, and situations where I have held my mother with blame or fault. I ask to be lifted above any and all judgments, critiques, assessments, perceptions, beliefs, and habitual patterns of thought in which I see and hold my mother as anything less than your perfect child. I ask that you fill me with your compassion, your truth, your knowledge that allows me to see my mother as your daughter, whom you love and in whom you are well pleased. Lift me beyond my intellect and ego that I may behold my mother with all my heart as you do. I rest in thee. I let it be. And so it is. Today, I forgive my mother.
Divine Mother, Father God, I give thanks, God. Come, Holy Spirit. I give thanks, Holy Spirit. I give thanks, Mother, Father God, that every word of my mouth come, Holy Spirit, and every meditation of my heart will come from a higher place in my mind. My beloved I Am presence, come as I remove all of myself and allow the presence of you to speak in this prayer, Father God. Come, Mother God, as I ask you to bless the works of my hands today, God. As I ask you to bless the works of each and every one of our hands this morning, God. As I ask you, Holy Spirit, to let our name be associated with things that are good today, God. Oh, let our actions be in sync with your will this morning. Oh, Father, Mother, God, as we decree and declare this morning, God, oh, that we will be anxious for nothing as we arise in our faith today, knowing that you hear and heard every word that we ever pray, God, because you said in your word, I will answer even before you call. And so as we come together today to bring forth the needs, the wants, and the desires at the place of your feet, we walk in peace that surpasses all understanding, knowing that it is already done, God. And in the stillness and the quietness, we will wait for you, God, to lead us and guide us and show us the way, God. Come, Holy Spirit, as you enlarge our territory, as we pioneer new territories, we walk in your favor, God. We will go forth and possess all the land, God, that you have given us. There will be no holdups, no holdouts, no setbacks or delays. We will not look back to return to the old Father, Mother, God, because you will ascend us into new realms of power, new realms of authority, as we access new dimensions of divine revelation, God, as you breathe new life into every dormant dream in the name and nature of all that is you, God. We just give thanks right now, God. Oh, God. as we give thanks for the anticipation of this good day. Oh, come God. As we anticipate the good things that you have already prepared for us today, God, as we bring complete order to our day, as we seek you first, God. Oh, as we seek first the kingdom of God, God, that you will make the will of our priority, the souls of our goals will come forth, as we rejoice in this new day that you have given us. We give thanks, God, as we praise this day, God. That you will make it so fruitful and productive, God. We thank you for teaching us ways to increase our effectiveness, God, to work smarter, to work according to your agenda and perform you, God, in all that we do. Oh, we just give thanks in the name and consciousness of all that is you, God. Knowing that every element of our day shall cooperate with the purpose, God, as we declare that today is a new day and our destiny for this day shall be nothing but good, God. Oh, we come as we command the atmosphere of this day, God, as we command the fear of our end, God, as we greet this day with love, God. Oh, as we greet this day with love, we give thanks, God. Oh, we give thanks right now, God. Oh, we give thanks, recognizing what occupies our mind will determine what fills our mouth and our outer world and showcase all that has dominated, God. We give thanks at times subjugated your inner world. We just give thanks, God, that we can speak to a thing, God, and it shall be done. As the prophet Hosea remarked, each one of us must take responsibility for what we experience in our life. We are the sum total of every choice we have ever made. Oh, we give thanks, God, that you are the only one thought we will have this morning, God. You are only one thought from turning toward the life we desire, God. And so in this right now moment, God, Mother, Father, God, we ask you to make us more aware of the power of our words today, that we declare and decree in this season, God, that as you guard our tongue, God, that our life is changing for the best right now, God. Oh, we declare that everything this season should bring to us must come forth right now, God. Oh, anything that is not of us shall be destroyed right now, God. I declare that we are a prophetic trailblazer this morning, and we are taking new territory spiritually, emotionally, relationally, and professionally. I decree and declare that you are opening doors for us that no man can open. Come, Holy Spirit, and open those doors. Come, Holy Spirit, and our word will be our motivation to carry us through this life, God. Just like you spoke into the nothingness and created the world, we speak into this day and declare right now, God, that it will cooperate with the plans that you have downloaded in our heart right now. Oh, that your purpose is in this day for us is coming forth and rendered effective right now, God. As we could declare that today is pregnant with our destiny, God, and that the divine connections that will advance our kingdom, God, that the kingdom of God will be advanced through us this morning, God, we give thanks as you open doors to new opportunities and new revelations right now, God. As we glorify you in all that we do, we give thanks, knowing that it is all done, God. Come and anoint us this morning with fresh anointing, God. Bring forth a fresh anointing that every thought we think will be your thought, God. We will be just like Einstein. Only want to think the thoughts of God. Come, Holy Spirit, as every word speak, God, that we will speak the sounds of you, God. That every time our voice, the vibrations of our voice will come and speak to the hearts of the people, God, to the minds of the people, God. Come and speak to somebody's mind today, God. Come and speak to somebody's heart today, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and let there be light. Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to come, God, and move us out of our mediocrity right now, God, that we will be removed from the common of the clutter right now, God, and thrust it upon the stars of the extraordinary right now, Holy Spirit. I just ask you to come, God, and bless our hands, God, that everything we touch, Holy Spirit, will turn to platinum gold, God. I'm asking you to bless and anoint our feet, that everywhere we tread, our feet shall be you, Holy Spirit, that you shall be upon us right now, that our presence and will stand in the presence of you as you right now, God, that everywhere we tread, our feet shall be upon your holy ground, God. I'm asking you to come and bless and anoint us right now, that every cell in our body will return to its highest vibratory expression of you, God, that we will be reminded today that we are the walking embodiment of you, you, God, that we are the human expressions of you right now on earth, God, that we might be the only Bible that somebody might read today, God. I'm asking you for the blessing today, God. Somebody came that they might be blessed today, God. Oh, I'm asking you for your blessings. I'm asking you to open up your windows, your gates, your doors, your heaven, and pour out a blessing that it won't be room enough to receive it, God. And give us the courage to move and act on inspired ideas, God. I'm asking you to come and let there be light, God, and let us move on inspired ideas, God. I'm asking you to come and let us be so blessed today, God. Oh, that we would be anointed with the anointing of Abraham, that we would be so blessed that even the blessed would call us blessed. Come on, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, and let us be so blessed that even the blessed will call us blessed. God, I'm calling forth the anointing of Solomon. The anointing of Solomon, Holy Spirit. Not just for the wealth, but the wisdom, God. Oh, to move this kingdom of heaven on earth forth. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, as you send us orbiting into new realms of success, God, that we will be thrusted into the place of our blessings this morning, God. And I thank you that we will be removed from the common of the clutter and move into our extraordinary place, God, as you increase our productivity and efficiency, God, that you will give us the anointing, God, that it will be so blessed, God, that the anointing with Solomon, that we will be wisely managing our resources today, God. Oh, I give thanks right now, God, as I release this prayer into the atmosphere, knowing that every word I spoke shall return a billionfold, God. I give faith in your word. You were asked even before I called. You said in your word, it is he that gives thee the power to get rough, God. You said in your word, God, that I can speak to it and it shall be done, God. Oh, I thank you right now, God. I thank you, God. I thank you right now that we open ourselves to receive the success and victory that you bring into our lives, God. We speak competence and excellence to our spirit today as we call for the discipline in our life that they be able to sustain high levels of success and accomplishment for the animal, declaring decree growth and expansion to be released into the life of ours right now, God. In the mighty name and nature of you, we give it over to you right now, knowing that it is already done. Go, Holy Spirit, and do your stuff, God, as we command our angels to go forth and create a day of ease, elegance, and grace as we walk on the pavements of gold and diamonds. We give thanks, knowing that it is done in the mighty name, and nature of you, God. And so it is. And so it is, God. And so it is, God. Whew, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. As we call the shield of God, our perfect peace this morning. Perfect peace.
Comes a time in every believer's life. The trials are going to come, but God said, I will not leave you comfortless. So be encouraged.
Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say, of my soul, there is no help for him in God, but thou, Lord, our shield for me, my glory, you lift my head, but thou, Lord, our shield for me, you're my glory, the lifter up of my head. Thank you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram, and I am your daily love, and that was Byron Cage, Thy Shield. Yes, good morning, family. I am Janine and Ingram, and I am excited today, reading from the Science of the Mind magazine, and today we want to talk about this. It's really interesting how life comes together for the good of us and is always pushing us into a better version of us. I'm just so grateful. I'm just so grateful this morning. Just so grateful. I'm just one grateful somebody. And today's Science of the Mind says, seeing through spiritual eyes. Come on, Holy Spirit. Seeing through spiritual eyes. Howard Thurman, in a book called For the Inward Journey, who happens to be the mentor of Martin Luther King, he said, out of our eyes, as we listen, there leaps the steady glow of recognition. While our lips speak of superstition and delusion, and it's on page 41, the essentials of unsolved must strike for the heights, away from the mystic falls of man's doubt. It must see things through the eyes of spirit. What does it mean to see with spiritual eyes? Both Howard Thurman and Ernest Holmes describe it as seeing above and beyond appearances to the truth of every circumstance. Let me say that again. What does it mean to see with spiritual eyes? Both Howard Thurman and Ernest Holmes describe it as seeing above and beyond appearances to the truth of the circumstance. I call it, Janine called it, this is me speaking, and being a metaphysician, seeing beyond the physical. It is seeing spirit as the center of all things. When things are as we would like them to be and when they are not, it is seeing possibility rather than limitation. Come on, Holy Spirit. Is learning to take the limits off of the universe. And how do we see life with spiritual eyes? One way to see every experience as spiritual and sacred. Spirit runs through every aspect of life, no matter how big or small the personal encounter or event that takes place. See it as an encounter with some aspect of spirit, an opportunity to experience the divine. Yes, an opportunity to experience the divine. Life is not random, but instead an adventure into the unknown where each of us explores who we are as spiritual beings, living a very spiritual experience in a relationship to one another. You see, our world would be quite different if we saw each other in all things with spiritual eyes. What would happen if we saw all things in the spiritual eyes? We will see that we were all divine and made in the image and likeness of spirit. We will see the sacredness of all life and that love is the glue that holds everything together. You see, this is the perfect time to practice seeing all that unfolds in life through the spiritual eye. Let us let go of false ideas of who each of us are and see each other in a fresh new way that celebrates the internal spiritual nature of all life. And no matter how deep the challenge is, how can we see it with spiritual eyes today? How can we see that situation with spiritual eyes? And I know sometimes things can be really deep and challenging. I'll give you an example. I had to deal with Chicago State University to get my degree. They wanted to say I needed, for some reason, my other biologies from Kennedy King was not showing up in their space. And so they were saying, you need another biology. I said, I do not need another biology. Your curriculum says I only needed 6 hours, and I have 9 hours of biology, 6 of them from Kennedy King and 3 from your curriculum program. And for some reason, it wasn't coming up, and it was sending me from one dean to the next dean. And I just came home, and I said, Spirit, how can I use you in this situation? And I was trying to avoid this one particular dean who I knew they was going to send me to. So I was trying to go above her before I went, you know, and didn't want to deal with her. And so they sent me right over to her, right to the place where I didn't want to be, right? And I was walking, Chicago State is a big campus, so I'm walking from one building to the next, getting ready to go see her, and I'm praying and praying God, calling the divine her, asking her to help me see the divine her and help me see the spirit in this situation. I was calling forth the divine because I knew in my physical understanding, how I saw her, I did not want to deal with the presence of her in the physical understanding. By the time I got to the building, do you know, office? Her office is not the kindest office, right? They was kind to me. I couldn't believe it. I could believe it, but I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, thank you, God. That was one blessing. Soon I didn't have to deal with the front desk. They're usually not the nicest people. So he was really, really nice. It was a guy this time, so he was really nice. And he was, oh, yeah, she's in her office. She invited me right into her office. Usually she made people sit 2 hours just to see her. She don't be doing nothing in her office, just making you sit and wait. She let me come right in. I said, oh, there go my second blessing, God. I see you working, God. I see you working, God. And while I was sitting there and she was doing her computer work, I was calling forth her angels, blessing her angels, and calling forth her higher self. And she looked, she said, so how you been doing? I remember you. Man, it's been 2 years. She said she remembered me. I was like, oh, hey, I'm super excited, you know, just going to God. There go my third blessing, God. I see you working, God. And so we went through stuff. She said, I don't know why you don't have your degree yet. She said, I see the computer, everything is done. You've met all the requirements. She said, so I'm calling over there, blah, blah, blah. Right, so she's super nice to me. But I had to call forth the divine in myself so that I can see her through the eyes of spirit. Because normally, in the physical presence, she doesn't respond with the most nicest energy.
But she was so nice. I was like, go, God, do your stuff. I said, God, I see you working. You see, working it, working it, working. I was calling forth her angels. I was calling forth her divine presence. I was asking it. I was commanding the angels to go before me, to go in that office and bring forth nothing but goodness. And, man, God answered my prayers. I tell you, God answered my prayers. Learning to see through the eyes of God. That was a big one for me. That was a big one for me because it was easier for me to see in the eyes of God and call forth the God of other people. But my beginning was to see myself in the eyes of God. Woo-wee. I tell you, that was my big lesson right there. You see, it's interesting because this month, sons of mine have a big vehicle written by Michael Beckwith, right? He's talking about the vision will pull you. The vision will push you into the, till it begins to. It will push you around until it begins to pull you, right? And what does that mean? That means that until we let go and allow us to let God move us through, we will get around. And that's in pain of pushing until it pulls you, you know? And it's so important that we learn to have an expectation of spirit. You know, it's really powerful. They had some really good, powerful articles in this month's Science of the Mind. And as I was reading about opening ourselves to spirit, you see, he said it's through prayer and meditation and single-minded mind the individual's life may be invaded by strength, insight, courage, and sufficient for his needs. That was the quote that they wrote about by Howard Thurman in a book called For the Inward Journey. Ernest Holmes said, the one who wishes scientifically to work out his problems must daily take time to meditate and mentally treat the condition. No matter what the apparent contradictions may be, he is working silently in the law, and the law will find an outlet through our faith in it. Through our faith in it. That was Ernest Holmes in a book called The Essentials of Ernest Holmes on page 74. And in this, it says, this is how we open ourselves to spirit. Ernest Holmes writes, the science of mind and spirit is not a cheat when we get something for nothing. It's one where we require to practice daily to focus our spirit, mind, and body on the truth that we are one in and of the spirit. You see, Thurman so eloquently explained in their own unique ways, when we engage in a daily practice of prayer and meditation, we open ourselves to spirit. And as we open to spirit, it works through us, guiding us and providing us everything we need in our lives. Now, this can seem like a simple idea, but it's often so easy to become distracted from a spiritual practice that many of us find essential to living fulfilling and inspired lives. We get caught. Come on, family. We get caught up in the dramas of daily life. And then what we do, we put our spiritual practice on hold. And then we call up our girlfriends and say, girl, guess what he just did? Then we call up our friends and say, man, just guess what he did? You know, we get caught up in the dramas of our daily life, and we forget to look through the spiritual eyes. However, the law works only to the extent that we are willing to do the work necessary to fully embody and accept the good that seeks to express through us. You see, when we pray, when we meditate, and we keep, as the old spiritual says, our mind stayed on spirit, our mind stayed on God, we open ourselves to ideas and possibilities that at one time may have seemed unimaginable. We have everything we need and live in a quiet assurance that all is well. You see, our faith practice, our spiritual practice opens us up to accept and embody the gifts and the blessings of spirit. But I'm going to tell you something. It wasn't until I started seeing myself in the eyes of God. I said, God, I had to pray this prayer. I'll never forget laying in the bed one night. Y'all know my bed must be my spirit place. That must be where God meet me all the time. Because I tell you, I get some spiritual revelations between the bed and the shower. I tell you, I can't tell you how many revelations have came and been downloaded into my spirit. I was laying in the bed and I was praying. I remember hearing Jay-Z said that you have to believe in yourself before somebody else can believe in you. It's interesting. When you're walking in faith but no belief. And how much more powerful your walk is when you become a believer in yourself, in your gifts, in your talents, in the things that you've been given to rule and master and dominion your life. Even when I started this Love Journey, Daddy, I walked this journey, but I walked it with faith but no belief. I didn't really believe in the gift that I had to stand before the people. Many times I doubted I had the ability to the one that God wanted to facilitate. God had to keep showing me over and over again that you're the one. I don't know why you keep coming back to this place, Janine, but you're the one. I remember people getting on the line, Reverend such and such, and minister this, and all the people who was getting on the line, and they said to me, I got off the line, I said, God, I'm not the one. I don't read the Bible. When they try to challenge me on this Bible, I'm not going to be able to fight them or be able to deal with that situation because I don't think I know the Bible well enough. I don't think I go to church enough to deal with this prayer line the way that I think that it's going, God. I don't think I'm the one. God get just quietly waited for me to stop ranting and raving. And God said, how did you get to know your husband? Did you read a book? And God's so cold, and God does what it does, you know? And I said, absolutely not. I spent time in. He said, you didn't really get to know me by reading a book. Reading a book only. Now, you may get to know some things about me, but you get to know me by spending time with me. Now, God didn't give me all, you know, now God didn't get all those words because God is not that wordy. But, you know, I got to add my own little ad lib to it. God just asked me to know, how did I get to know my husband? And then once I said, by spending time, God was complete because that's all God wanted me to understand. That a book is not going to get me to really know God. I had to spend time in the presence of God. Now, that book might direct me. That book might give me some inspiration. That book might have some great insight. But the real knowing of God is spending time with God. And so God said, I didn't call the qualified. I qualified the call. Meaning that I've already qualified you for this. You spend time in the presence of me. You know what you're doing. But let me tell you how powerful God is. Even in my unbelief, God spoke to me many times when I didn't have the answer. When people would come on and ask me questions that I didn't have the answer, and I get ready to say, well, you know, I'm going to pray on that, the words will come out of my mouth that I know that I didn't have to say. You see, when you get ready to make the first step, God will make the rest. You just got to trust. You know, that's why I really understand the story of Moses more than I have ever understood Moses' story. Moses told God, I don't think I'm the one, God. You see, I stutter, God. I think you might want Aaron. He's a much more eloquent speaker. And I felt the same way. You know, my sister over there loved the microphone. She the queen of the microphone. She the Al Capone of the microphone. She's doing this. And God said, I felt like Moses. Well, what I'm going to say, God? I don't think that that much dimension. And every morning, even when I didn't know what I was going to speak, God spoke through me. Even by the time I'd be sitting here thinking, oh, God, and by the time we may be doing a prayer or somebody else might be coming in and I still don't know what I'm saying. And by the time I came in, words just uttered out my mouth even when I didn't know what I was going to say. I tell you, when you're operating in your sweet spot, I like to call it the sweet spot. That's just for you. Nobody can do what you've been called to do but you. And only you can do what you've been called to do the way you've been called to do it. See, nobody is called to do what I've been called to do, the way I've been called to do it. It's the people that I've been called to touch, just like nobody can do what you've been called to do the way you've been called to do it and touch the people that you've been called to touch. See, come on, Holy Spirit. And once I start doing it, walking in unbelief, even though with the faith, just walking with the faith, with no belief, then it hit me. This time, not in the bed. I was cleaning my living room, and I had this steam that I love. It just makes cleaning the floors so much easier. Oh, my God. I just don't even understand why I didn't have a steamer all my life. So all of a sudden, I'm steam cleaning the floor, and I begin to push the steamer like a mop hard, right? And I'm like, what? Why am I trying to make it hard when all I got to do is push this button and steam up this deck? What's wrong? What happened? Why was I resorting back to my old ways, God? And I start praying as I steam my floor, right? And all of a sudden, it hit me. Faith without work. So I said, God, well, what does faith without works mean? What does the without works mean? Because people say faith without no physical action. And God said, no, that's not what it means. I said, well, what does it mean? Faith without works, without belief. And I didn't know you could have faith without belief. And I said, God, you can have faith without belief? God said, yes. Do you know that you had faith without belief? You had faith enough to do it, but you didn't believe that you were good enough to do it. I said, oh, you're absolutely right. And then it took me to another level. You see, faith without belief is dead. You're only going to get so far. But when you believe in the process of what you've been given and master it, it takes you whole to a whole new level. And so my prayer that night was, in that bed that night was, God, let me see myself the way you see me, God. Teach me how to see myself in the way that you see me. And God said, okay. Well, I didn't hear God say it, but I know God said, okay. Because all of our hurting, I heard Spirit say. I was laying in bed, couldn't really sleep. God said, cut the love journey off. Just pick a random love journey. So I went to the love journey, you know, I went to the Blog Talk Radio site, and I just, you know, went down and picked one. Didn't know what it was going to be. Oh, my God. I heard myself pray. Chill in every cell in my body had chills in it. I was like, go, God. Go, God. I was like, woo! I was ready to jump out that bed from my own prayer. Then we did the love soak. Ooh, where we had to look ourselves in the mirror. And I had to look at myself in the mirror and tell myself how much I love and appreciate who I am. So I did it. I just pulled my mirror and I had a little candle on the side so I wouldn't wake Brittany. And I just had the candle behind the mirror laying in the middle of the night. And I began to soak myself in love. And I began to saturate myself in love. And I looked myself into the soles of my eyes and began to love myself from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. And I was just elated with the work of listening to myself, tell myself that I love myself and I appreciate myself. Look at myself in the soles of my eyes. I love myself so much, so I can love you so much. And then I began to hear an interview where somebody was interviewing me. Oh, my God. And the answers. And the words that were coming from my mouth. And it was so powerful. It was interesting. because it was interesting because I was asked the question. I'm like, wow, that's a deep question. Wonder what I'm going to say to that. I was thinking to myself, you know, because I didn't know I could. Some of those questions were deep. What is God? What is God? And so many questions. It was so powerful because the topic of the interview was about being God on the planet. How do we be God? How do you become? If Jesus said that we can do what Jesus did, and we can do these things, and we can do them even more, even greater, how can I be Jesus on the planet? How can I be down like Jesus? Oh! And it was such a great interview, such phenomenal, powerful questions and answers. And then I listened to another love journey, and another, until I fell asleep in my own greatness. And God wanted me to see that. I don't know why you can't see your own greatness. But each morning, that day forward, I sit before my altar and I begin to anoint my hand with my water that sits on my altar and my third eye area, and I ask God to bless my thoughts and anoint my thoughts, that my thoughts will be only of God. Thoughts of God, and that the words that I speak will be the words of God, and that I can anoint my eyes to see myself in only the way that God sees me, because God only sees me as God. It was brought to my attention some years earlier that God only sees me as God, but could I see myself as God? It took a minute. It took a minute for me to own it. We sit up here and we say, hey, God, it's how with you. Hey, God, we say ye are gods, but do we really own it? Well, for me, I didn't. I didn't own it. It took a while. It took me to learn to see myself as God. And even though God told me when I was getting ready to go on that Steve Harvey show, and I told you I woke up and I was in tears, profusely crying, woke up in the mind that I wasn't good enough. I couldn't believe I had retracted all the way back to that again. I'm not good enough. Wasn't good enough to be on Steve Harvey show. Wasn't good enough. I wasn't this enough. And all the stuff that was coming through my mind that I couldn't let go. And I couldn't let it go. And no matter how it was flowing through my mind, and no matter how I tried to release the energy there, it wouldn't let go. And tears was profusely just coming out my eyes the whole entire day. That by the time I went to Steve Harvey, I looked like a Chinese because my eyes were so swollen from the tears that had flown out of my eyes all day. And I never forget Mama Colette called and said, come on, I want you to go get your hair done by Sunette. So I went to get my hair done, and Sunette was my first stop that morning before. And I was sitting there, and while she was doing my hair and she was talking to me, I was still in tears, tears still flowing down my face. And she got an iPod on, nobody's there but us, and her iPod comes on and Erykah Badu comes on. I'm in orange, reflecting the light of the sun. He looked at me, she said. He looked at me and he saw his reflection in me. And I began to hear God speak at the moment she said he saw his reflection in me. And God said, why are you crying? Do you know every time I see you, I only see myself? And I began to profusely cry more, and the more the words came from the song that God's reflection as her, I just began to cry more. And then when that song went off, Donald Lawrence came on. I know you woke up this morning not feeling good. I know you told yourself you wasn't good enough. And all the stuff that I had told myself was in this song. I had never heard it before. And then it said, but I want you to know there's a king in you today. And, oh, man, I just bust out crying harder. Because she said, I don't know why my iPod is playing these songs. I knew God was speaking through me. He was ministering. Mother Earth was ministering to me at that moment and mothering me and nurturing me, because God wanted me to know in that moment to let go of the doubt. Because I only see you when I see myself. I only see myself when I see you. You are my reflection. You are my image. Why are you feeling not good enough? But see,
Because before I even placed you into the womb of your mother, I had plans of success for you. I knew you. I knew you as an aspect of me. So why can't you see yourself as me, as you, as the greatest gift to this planet? Now, it took some years to put it all together. Faith without belief. Faith without belief. So I began, as I was cleaning up, I sat down and I put the steamer down and I began opening the Bible. And I began to read the passages in the Bible where it talks about faith without works. God was talking to Abraham. And God was not telling Abraham faith without a physical action. God was telling Abraham about faith without belief, without belief. And I got it. I finally got it because I know God told me that he'd give me a house that I didn't work for. The word says, I'll give you a home that you didn't work for. I'll give you land you didn't toil. So why did I have, what is the physical action that I must do? God said, it's not a physical action. God said, it's the belief. This is what God downloaded into my heart. Faith without works is dead. Faith without belief, family. Without belief. All from just sitting there doing my work. Tell you, family. It's all sometimes we need is just to believe in the gift, just to believe. And when God is showing me myself, when God starts teaching me how to see myself in the eye of the Spirit, how to see myself, God sees my life change, family. So interesting how there's levels to this thing. Levels. We walk in the beginning and we begin to understand that God at this level and we begin to get more and more. And God is calling us deeper now. See, now God is calling us to a soul level. A level that is deeper than even some things that you would read in your word, is deeper than the religious text. Now it's time for us to spend time in the presence of God and go deeper into the presence of understanding who we are as God on this planet. You have to understand who you are. Sitting there in our head, and God took me back to the 21st verse of James when God said, was not Abraham my father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seeing how faith wrought with his words and by works was faith made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled with, saith Abraham, believe God and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Ye see then how that by works a man is justified, not by faith only. Not by faith only. Think about it, not by faith only. And the scripture was fulfilled with faith. Abraham believed God. Abraham believed God. And God made me stop right there. Abraham believed God. And God wanted me to really study belief. 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 See, we can walk in faith but without belief. God said, believe. Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Ye see then how God, by works, a man is justified and not by faith only. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. So faith without belief is dead. That's what God downloaded into my spirit. For as a body without spirit is dead, so is faith without belief. How many of us is walking around in faith but not truly operating in the belief of God? In the belief of the gifts. You see, I was walking around just like that. I was being used, and I thank God. But God said, now, Janine, it's time to go take this thing to another level. You've been walking around in faith long enough. Now it's time for you to work in the belief level of who and what I have given you to be who you've been given to be on this planet. There's a difference. And I didn't know. Because it was confusing to me when God said in one verse of the Bible that I'll give you a house that you didn't work for, a land you didn't toil. But then God says, faith without works is dead. Well, what does that really mean? Because I've been taught that faith without works meaning some type of physical action. But that's not what I meant by that. God told me, now, you can believe what you want to believe, but I'm telling you what God told me. God told me it was faith without belief. And I had been working without belief. And even though I accomplished some great things, I was not operating in the fullness of who I could and could have done if I had more faith and belief in what it was that I was doing. Because many times I get on this line and get off saying, oh, God, was I good enough, God? Oh, God, you know, and waiting for some kind of validation because I needed the validation, outside validation, to keep me moving forward. And God gave me that. That's how good God is. God to meet you where you are. I love that about God. God's so, so amazing and generous and so generous and so diplomatic. That's the word. God will meet you where you are. Okay, Janine, you want to operate just in faith right now. I'm going to, you know, and when it's time, I'm going to take you deeper. And then I'm going to take you deeper. And then I'm going to take you deeper. And, you know, what I realize is there's levels to this thing here. There's levels to this thing. It's like understanding wealth. You know, you understand wealth from one level. Then you understand there's even deeper and another levels to even to the levels that you thought. And that's how God is. And so today I want you to really study the power of belief. And I want you to ask God to teach you to see you the way God sees you. And can you honor the divine as the God that you are, the goddess you are? Can you honor the divine presence of yourself as God honors you? And I want you to see that even the word tells us without work is like a body without the spirit. And we're practically walking around here saying we love God, saying that we know God and doing our works, but we're not operating in a true belief today, family. We're the walking dead. Mm-hmm. I was talking to my niece. She came by yesterday, and she's having issues with her mother. You know, her own issues with her mom, and she's going through her process. So I asked her, what did she love about her mom? She said her mom was very good financially, but she never spent time with her. You know, her mother worked, her boyfriends, and her, what she say, her work, her boyfriend, CNN, and the books were more important to her than actually spending time with her daughter, she said. She just felt like her mother thought money would fulfill her. She gave her cars and gifts and things, but she never gave her. That's what she wanted more than anything. She felt like she was never good enough for her mom. It was nothing that she could do to acquire her mother's attention and time was what she really wanted, right? And so I sat there and I looked at her and I told her this, that I wanted her to sit down and I wanted her to see what she saw in herself as her own greatness. And she looked at me and she said, well, I don't really know. She said, because all I can be caught up in is my mother go to church every Sunday, but she unhappy. She said, matter of fact, my godmother go to church every Sunday and she unhappy. She said, and so I don't even know about God. She said, because most people that I know that live a God life are unhappy. And I don't want to be unhappy and bitter, Mom. I said, you don't want to be unhappy and bitter. She said, yeah. I said, so you associate people who love and unhappy and bitter. She said, you're the only person I know that can speak God and have a happy, and you're happy, and you seem happy. You seem happy from the inside out. But you don't even really go to church, but you seem happy. What makes you happy? And what makes the people who read this Bible, who tells me about God, who go to church every Sunday, and who try to throw God down my throat, but seem unhappy? I just don't see the justification in none of it. So she began to tell me her story about how she'd been drinking too much and how she allowed herself to get in a position when she contracted a sexually transmitted disease, and now she's, you know, trying to figure her life out. But she just don't want to live a life of bitterness and unhappiness. That's why she came to see me. She said, you was the only person I could think of that I could come by and see. And I hadn't seen her in a few years because I remember our relationship. Because my mother didn't have time for me, but you would always come and go on the trips with me. You would take me places and you would do things with me and you would pay attention to me. And my mother stopped letting me be with you because she got jealous of our relationship. But you were the only person that I could remember in my life growing up that had a sense of happiness. And everybody else I know to be a walking dead. It's like, wow. That's an interesting analogy, I thought. She said her mother goes to church every Sunday. Her godmother, her, everybody that's in her, but they feel like the walking dead. Now, how can we profess to love God, I was thinking to myself. How can we profess to go to church every Sunday and read the Bible, but yet we are the examples of what it feels like to be dead, and nobody wants that. Nobody wants to serve a God like that. Nobody wants to be in the presence of a God like that. And so I'm like thinking to myself as she's talking, how can I get this information so people can stop walking around here being dead more? We got to get this information. We got to stop being people who say we are people of God and we are God and, oh, however we express God, but yet we walking around here dead. And we got to have a drink or we got to have this or that to express God. Now, I'm not saying nothing wrong with drinking or making love or doing anything that you have, but it is, what I am saying is something is wrong if we cannot express the presence of God in its truest acknowledgement. There's no way people should say that is dead. They don't want to serve God that's dead. There's no way that I should be an example. My grandmother said I might be the only Bible somebody might read, but nobody's going to read my Bible if I'm not expressing a powerful presence of God. If I come around here and I'm acting like this, this, and that, but yet I'm professing that I go to church on Sunday and I'm a Christian or I'm a Muslim or I'm a whatever, but I'm not expressing true happiness, nobody is going to want to know that information from me. I can't help people to the best place of themselves if I am not the highest expression of my own self. How can I teach you to be in the highest expression of you if I'm not in the highest expression of myself? So I was sitting there listening to her, and I said to myself, God, we got to do better than this. How can we get people to really honor the presence of God in themselves? What is it that we keep teaching people that make people feel that they have to live a life that is dead? that's making our children shun away from the idea of who God is in presence in their life. Now, most of us are at the number of years that we have a lot of young people looking at us. Are we truly the example of what God would want us to be to young people so that young people can follow the presence of God in them as well? You, the only Bible that most people are going to read. You are the only Bible that most young people are going to read. You. And are you really the true example of the expression of God on this planet that you will want to be, that the young people will want to follow, that I can be God on this planet too? That I can be their walking embodiment and the expression of that? It's time. God is calling you higher now. God is expecting a soul level, deep expression of you now. There's no more playing God no more. We can't keep playing God. I was thinking about that the other day when we were little, how we used to play God. Growing up in the sanctified church, we all play God. We all play like, you know, it was fascinating to watch the people get the Holy Ghost and they get to talking in tongues and they get to running through the church. And all of us as children, that we imitated that. When we played church, we got up and played church, but no longer can we play it no more. We cannot play God anymore. It's time for you to own your mastery, your dominion, and your authority, because you are the answer to somebody's prayer. You are somebody's answer to somebody's prayer. Somebody is praying right now for you to stand in your greatness so you can show them their magnificence. It's time for you to look yourself in the mirror and stand toe-to-toe, eye-to-eye with your own magnificence. It's time for you to see yourself in the eyes and how God sees you. There's nothing else for us to keep playing around with. This is nothing to play with no more. We at a level now that we got to be the example. You can't teach it. You can't talk about it. You got to be about it. Because it's easy for me to get on this phone each and every day to talk about it. But can I be the presence of God on this line? Can I be the presence of God wherever I am? Can I be the true example of what it means to be the walking embodiment of God in human form on this planet? Can I truly walk in my mastery, authority, and dominion where people are, where everywhere I go, my presence is a healing presence? And that's the place that we need to be. Faith without works is dead. Faith without belief is dead. It's time to believe in the presence of you. You were meant to be a greatest version of God on this planet. You are the gift. When God created you, God created a magnificent gift and chiseled magnificent on the planet and looked at it and said, good and very good, and sent you to the planet and said, go forth, my child, and be prosperous. How are you showing up on this planet? How are you expressing your God presence on this planet? Would somebody want to be understanding the presence of God by looking at you? Would somebody want to move higher just by being in your presence? Or will God look at, will one of these young people look at you and say, I don't want the God that you got? And that's a question we got to ask ourselves. Abraham believed so much in God that when he offered his son to the altar for the sacrifice, he gave up his son because he believed in the perfect works of the outcome of God. People call Abraham so blessed that even the blessed call Abraham blessed because God had imputed upon him another level of that people saw the belief in Abraham. They saw God in Abraham. They saw the presence of the mighty works through Abraham because of his belief. His belief was so strong that whatever God asked of him, he was willing to do because he knew and believed in and trust in the workings and the outcome of God. Now, how many of us really trust God? How many of us really trust God, or do we say we trust God, or do we keep trying to manipulate it and control the situation because it's not working fast enough? Come on, I had to learn how to trust God, because God wasn't working fast enough in my life. God, I'm going to need to do this right now. Now, God, I keep asking you for this, and it seems like you're taking too long. But I had to learn how to have patience and learn there was a divine timing to all things. And I had to learn how to call forth that divine time and be patient, because I knew God was working it out. Even when I was down, and God was up to something all the time, God was stirring up and activating gifts in me. God was activating and stirring up that muscle in me. We can't keep being hearers of the word. We can't keep being hearers of the word, family. We got to be doers. We got to be believers. We have to have belief in ourselves. And so today, my prayer for you right now, as I go into this intercessory prayer, is for that you can see yourself the way God sees you, so that you can be and express the success that you deserve to have in your life, that all things that you think you touch. Come on, Holy Spirit. Not only gold, but platinum gold. Father God, I'm asking you to come right now, God. And bless each and every person under the sound of my voice this morning, God. I'm asking you to bless and anoint their eyes with spiritual 2020 vision, that they can see themselves in the way that you see them, God. Oh, come, God, and give them belief beyond understanding this morning, God. Give them a belief beyond understanding, God, that we can become the metaphysicians that you sent us to the planet to be, to see beyond the physical, God, that we can continue to see the things that are happening as the presence of you, that even in the midst of things, when it's hard to see you, we can still see you, God. Because your ways are not our ways, God. So I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and bless our eyes this morning, God, that we can be seen and be able to see ourselves in the way that you see us. Come, Holy Spirit. I'm calling forth the greatness today, God. I'm speaking to the greatness in each and every one of them, God. I'm calling forth the champion in each and every one of us, God. Calling it forth right now, God, speaking to the greater version of all of ourselves, that we may walk in that greater version, that we may speak in that greater version, God, that we will only think the thoughts of God, speak the walks of God, and walk in a way that our God and Goddess will walk in a planet, understanding our mastery, our dominion, our authority right now, God. Command the greater version of ourselves to come forth in this right now moment, God. We give thanks for the belief, God. We give thanks to be able to see ourselves the way you see us, that we will walk in a full authority, Holy Spirit, with the might and the spirit of the mighty one that created us, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and let every cell in our body return to its fullest authority right now, God. Let every system and let every system in our being operate in this full assignment, God, that you have assigned to us today, God. Let that full assignment come forth, God. I'm asking you to let it be done in a stir, God. Let it be done in the deep levels of our soul right now, God. Let us be God agents for change on this planet right now, God. Let us shake up all the demons of lack right now, God. Let us shake up all the demons of not worthiness right now, God. Let us be a demon shaker right now, God, and a soul storer right now, God, that everything that we have ever been pregnant with shall come forth, God. That when we leave the planet, it will be saying that we play full out, God. Let us be the God agents. Let us be the demon shakers, God. Let us stir it up right now, God. Let us come and breathe life into every dream, God. Let us get back our passion in our heart, God. Let us receive the passion back in our mind, God, that we will walk in our fullest expression on this planet as you named us to be the greater version of ourselves. We call it forth, knowing that it is already done in the mighty name, nature, and consciousness of all that is God. I say amen. Message today, God. Be yourself in the eyes of God. See yourself in the eyes of God. Any questions? Any comments? Any concerns?
on the teleconference line. And if you are on the Blog Talk Radio, press the number one. Press one.
Good morning, Janine.
Good morning.
It is Khadija.
Good morning, Khadija Ali.
I woke up this morning, thought I had been doing my work, and God said, nope, nope, you got to go deeper. And then I get on the line, and what is your message? Go deeper. I mean, that's what I heard. I don't know about anybody else. Go deeper. Go higher, you know. There's another level. There's always another level. And just when I think I have mastered something, God comes in and swoops down and says, no, you got to go deeper. So I just, again, wanted to say thank you so much. Thank you so much for letting God use you. And I always call you the divine reminder. And that you are. So thank you. And I am truly blessed today by hearing the message. And I'm going deeper. So I'm complete. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. That's it this morning. No more questions, comments, concerns.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, love.
Well, yeah, good morning, Lady Love, and good morning, Khadija. Yeah, I agree with Khadija. This is a fine reminder. You know, I guess when you know when you're working with truth, not gift, but I'm learning through following spirit and tuning in when I can. And this morning I found you to be that two-edged sword. The teacher says to remind, but the other edge on me is to affirm. And affirm are to turn on the light. Because I act, these actions that you're speaking of, the things that I believed in and what I do because I believe in them, but then I can't find support anywhere for it because I believe it. You know, my ancestries, I believe God was there. You know, it's a very sad thing. I heard you speaking on the young lady. It is so very sad when you cannot find honor and you can't find God as you feel it in your ancestry. You can't find the relevance of your ancestors or the spirit being spoken anyplace. And it leaves no place for you. You just have to keep it to yourself. The spirituals have always been a very dear thing to me, Jimmy, and I've always known it. But how do you do it? How do you believe in the God? How do you believe in God's presence in those before you? And yet you say God is in you, and they didn't know anything, you know. And so this morning you gave me an explanation that belief. And then all the time I'm just learning really that belief is not to be found in the church, okay? Because I didn't have any other beliefs, and no one ever really told me about believing in myself. It was in a song, but believing in yourself and not being able to attach it to God was like no belief at all to me. And I, this morning you helped me to put my actions to a belief that I couldn't attach before. You understand what I'm saying? I knew God was with my people. I knew I streamed from them, and I did all I could to honor them. But how do you attach it to God when others don't see that? But this morning, I see that. I see that my I've been acting with what I believe, but I didn't know that that was a belief. And so you're just not reminding me, but you're affirming, and you're also turning on the light to what I have been doing, and no one was teaching it, but I couldn't speak it. I couldn't speak it. And now with the science of mind, I can see that I need to go deeper. I need to expand my mind. And I'm going to purchase that Science of Mind book to help me validate my belief, to help me to put that belief in a system of joy, a system of confidence for me, a system that I can say has worked for me and is validating and like something I can pass on to my children. So you turn the light on, and I appreciate it. And here come my grandkids, and you can hear them coming in. But thank you so much, and thank you, Khadija, for your comment. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Oh, wow. Faith with our belief, family. It's time for us to believe in ourselves, past the of understanding what we understand as ourselves today. It's time for us to walk in that full knowing. I love when we truly operate in belief because, you know, it's something powerful that happens in belief. And I tell you, Jay-Z said it best. If anybody else got any questions, comments, concerns before I'm going to play Jay-Z real quick, it's a two-minute clip about belief. See, he had to believe in himself before somebody believed in him. And he talks about that. We got to believe in ourselves. We got to believe in ourselves this morning, family. This is Jay-Z, and I tell you, this thing turned me around right here. As simple as it is, it's the belief in ourselves.
It's like, you know, don't listen to anyone. Everybody's scared. You know, everyone tells you how things worked out, but it worked out for you that way. Mm-hmm. So don't listen to anyone because their experience is unique to who they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then a lot of people will try to put their fears on you. You can't do that. No, you can't do it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So they're just projecting. They're putting things that they don't believe that they can do on you. And you may possibly could do it. Like my uncle. Like, I don't think he meant that. And I know I'm killing him. I'm saying him so many times. Yeah, I know he's going to be at Christmas. Like, why do you keep bringing this up? You know, my uncle, he was telling me, like, I'm never going to. My uncle said I never sell a million records. Mm-hmm. I sold a million records like a million times. You know, so. He was, I'm sure he, I'm his nephew. I don't think he meant any malice.
He wanted the best
just,
for you, but
he just was
didn't
projecting
believe.
His fears right. and things that, are you crazy? How are you going to do that? How? You know, I'm sure there's things that I do now that he can't believe that I was able to accomplish. But he couldn't even see it at the time.
Mm.
Yeah. So he was just projecting, putting his fears on me. So the whole thing is just, you know, and always believe you're great, even before anybody else believes it.
Good morning, 313, area code 0130. You're on the air.
Good morning, Janine. Good morning. This is Tressa. And I just wanted to tell you, when you honored God, when you talked about this morning, how you didn't feel like maybe you were the one, I just wanted to tell you, you were the one. I remember I woke up this morning, I was supposed to meet someone, and she couldn't meet. And I just decided to take a walk. And as I got out of the car, I had left my phone, but I heard your name pop up in your show. So I eventually got my phone, and I understand now why everything is working together for my good. It wasn't meant for me to be where I was supposed to be this morning. It was meant for me to hear you. So I just want you to know, you know, you were the one, and thank you for the word. It's just been powerful.
Oh, you're welcome, Tressa, and thank you for all that you do, too. And what part of Michigan you live in, Tressa? 313 area code? You live in Michigan, huh?
Right. It's a Detroit area code, but I stay right outside of Detroit in Harper Woods.
Oh, okay. So we got two all calling all the way from Detroit. So we had North Carolina, Michigan, mm-hmm. and Chicago on air this morning. Thanks for calling in this morning. I appreciate you, Tressa.
You're welcome. Thank you for the work that you're doing.
Amen. I received that. All right. Well, we're going to get ready and get out of here. I want to remind you that we're supposed to be writing to the angels. Remember to write to your angels. If you did not get a chance to hear the message about writing to your angels, you might want to tune into yesterday's message, because if you're having disharmony in your money, disharmony in relationships, disharmony in physical or spiritual something or emotional something, writing to the angels is one of the most powerful things you can do. And we remember the word write means to what? To embed, to emboss, to engross. It means to engrave. It's powerful when we write. Write to the angels. Don't forget. Good morning. Somebody's trying to get in. Good morning. If you're on Blog
Good
Talk
morning.
Radio,
Good morning.
Push one.
Hi.
Good morning, Claudette.
Hey. I want to tell you, sister, when you spoke of happy today and walking around dead, it brought further levels understanding that I need to see that I've got this great life God has given me, and I'm saying I'm banking on the word, but I ain't happy. And that's a personal thing that I must arrest. It's only me who's responsible for it, and I know my happiness will come when I really, really understand that it's God's will for me to be happy. So I'm working on that. Thank you for that reminder. It's you, Claudette. It's not the world. It's you, Claudette. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Claudette. All right. Well, I'm going to play this clip. This is Hidden Issues in the Tissues, and this is always something that motivates me and takes me to that next level when I need some energy or I just need to be reminded that I am all that God is. I love this right here, and I'm going to pray for you and pray for you a great, wonderful, amazing day. I want to remind you that you are a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Choose love. Love is the only choice. And I want to remind you today, family, don't just dream, but live your God-sized dreams. It is time to live our God-sized dreams and be all that we can be. I love Dr. Diane because she said it only works if we work it. But I say I worked it. I worked it, family. It worked because I worked it, family. I'm living the dream, family. I love what Oprah said. She didn't say, she didn't come out there in that empowerment workshop at the Essence Festival. She didn't say, I'm living my dream. She said, I'm living the dream. She said, I'm living the dream, not because I'm special, but because I was obedient to the call. Family, there's been a calling on your life this morning. And God is calling you deeper at the soul level. It's time, family. This is Sarah.
In a room this size, everyone's dressed up and we look nice and we put on whatever we could to come on and look presentable. But what you cannot see are the issues that are flowing underneath the current. I promise you, no matter how good she looks, no matter how fly she is, she's got issues. She's got these issues that she's had to learn to live with.
I didn't realize that everything that I was thinking was affecting cells in my body. I didn't realize that the things that I was rehearsing was affecting the way that I looked, the way I felt about myself, the way I carried myself, issues in the tissues.
I want to be anointed to be seen by my sister. I want my sister to know that I was insecure too, that I was in a bad relationship too. Some people touch Jesus, get the power, and then act like they never had issues. But it takes a special kind of woman, the kind of woman that I'm trying to connect with, to say, you know what, babe, I see you struggling, but let me tell you how I got my healing.
healing. I knew how to touch Jesus and then be seen. I wish that there were some women in this room and in this generation and in this world who didn't mind saying, yeah, it looks pretty now, but you should have seen how broke down, raggedy, disgusted, and insecure it was before I put the highlight and contour on. I want you to realize that before I had an incredible husband, I had raggedy, low down, no good, for nothing brothers in my life trying to mess up my self-esteem. I want you to know before I got the job that I had to work at the grocery store and I had to flip burgers. I don't want you to just see me in my heel state. I don't want you to just see Mary. I want you to see Eve, because had it not been for Mary, there would be no Eve, and had it not been for Eve, there would have been no Mary. What am I telling you? I'm telling you another woman needs to see. I need to see you. I need to see you. I need to connect with you. I'm not going to let you fall. I'm not going to let you fail. You're not going to be around me telling me what's going on with you. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I could never imagine. No, girl, I may have not gone through that, but let me tell you what I did go through. And let me tell you how I got healed. And let me tell you how I came out on the other side. I want to have a sisterhood of women who won't let another woman dissolve while you evolve.
I want to say over your life that the enemy that you see today, you will not see that enemy tomorrow. I decree every diabolical cycle is broken. And I decree and declare that you are not only coming into new cycles, you are coming into new seasons. I decree old seasons are broken, and God is introducing you to a new season. I release the anointing of Esther upon you. I decree that it's not only your time, it is your turn.
Because I'm coming from behind, and I'm desperate to hear from you. I don't want to just be a church girl. I don't want to just be someone else who knows how to hoop and holler and dance around and goes back home and their life has never been changed. I saw a generation do that before me. I want to be a God agent. I want to be a demon shaking, soul stirring, create something down on the inside of me. I feel like y'all might want to preach a little bit today. God, do something on the inside of me that shakes up every doubt, every insecurity, every fear. I am desperate, God, to stop these issues. Can I just have 10 seconds for the desperate women? For the women who came to be cute, we'll get back to the message in a minute. But can I hear from some desperate women? Make a demand on heaven. Let God know that you're talking to me. I hear you saying something to the woman you created me to be. God, I can't let this thing take over my mind any longer. Loose your hold off of me, Satan. You have no power in my life. Loose your hold off of my family. You have no power in my life. God, give me my heart back. God, give me my mind back. God, give me passion for something other than what I see on Instagram. Put something down on the inside of me that changes this world for the better.